The Public News Service Daily Newscast, November the 10th, 2020. I'm Mike Clifford. As the U.S. Supreme Court hears oral arguments in the case that claims the Affordable Care Act is unconstitutional, health experts are warning that if the high court strikes down the law, that 20 million Americans could lose coverage and an additional 68,000 people could die each year.
Adam Fox with the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative says loss of coverage at that scale could dramatically deepen the coronavirus public health crisis.
Because it'll put healthcare out of reach of that many more individuals. We already know that 1 in 5 Coloradans delays or avoids care because of cost. That will only increase if we have such a massive loss of coverage.
Fox says at least 600,000 Coloradans could lose coverage if the ACA is struck down through the courts. The lawsuit filed by red states led by Texas claims that in 2017, Congress rendered the health law's individual insurance mandate unconstitutional when lawmakers eliminated the tax penalty attached to the mandate. ACA defenders have argued that the mandate is still constitutional and the court should reject what they see as a pretext for attacking the ACA. I'm Eric Galatas.
President Trump announced on Twitter Monday he fired Secretary of Defense Mark Esper and Christopher Miller, who serves as director of the National Counterterrorism Center, will become the acting secretary effective immediately. CNN notes that the president jettisoned Esper just 2 days after his Democratic opponent Joe Biden was projected as the winner of the presidential election, a conclusion Trump has refused to accept. Recovery from the pandemic will likely be the focus of the incoming administration, but environmental experts say actions to address climate change should be included in the economic stimulus plans.
Joel Porter with Clean Air Carolina says President-elect Joe Biden could boost clean energy growth and infrastructure development, as well as declare climate change a national emergency. Porter says North Carolina already is leading the way.
We've got a very strong clean energy economy that's been growing over the course of the last 10 years, and that's poised to only continue to grow if the right policies are in place.
He says environmental groups across the state also are encouraging Governor Roy Cooper to move his commitment to address climate change under Executive Order 80 further into effect. A 2019 Pew poll found across political party lines, 77% of Americans agree the nation should be developing alternative energy sources, such as wind and solar power, and decrease production of fossil fuels. I'm Nadia Ramlagan.
This is PNS. As President Trump continues to fight election results with legal challenges, concerns are rising now that his administration is not fully cooperating with President-elect Joe Biden's team for a peaceful transition of power.
The head of the General Services Administration, which manages the finances and administration of the handover, has not formally recognized Biden as the winner. Kate Shaw is a law professor at Cardozo School of Law. She says according to the Presidential Transition Act, this needs to happen before federal funds are released to run a successful transition.
This does, I think, very much hinder the ability of the incoming, you know, President-elect Biden and the transition team to fully get up to speed on the range of hugely pressing issues that they will be in a position to actually manage and implement starting January 20th.
She says the GSA chief might be waiting for the results of Trump's legal challenges, but she thinks the lawsuits are based on inaccurate claims and urges the GSA to recognize Biden and move the transition forward. I'm Diane Bernard.
A center in Memphis run by Goodwill Industries aims to fill the resource gap for adults seeking to earn their high school diplomas. 32 million adults nationwide have dropped out of high school, and it's estimated 3 million more will drop out each year. Betsy Delgado is a vice president at Goodwill. She feels the push to get high school grads into college often means non-grads are overlooked. In many parts of the country, especially rural areas, this population could be a critical workforce solution.
But I do think it's because a lot of focus is on post-secondary. I think people don't understand sometimes that there are folks that can't access post-secondary because they don't have their high school diploma.
Delgado points out the Excel Center is free to attend and offers free childcare and counseling. And finally now, Mark Richardson tells us this week, Arizona regulators will consider changes to the state's energy goals to bring those policies closer in line with those of other Western states.
The Arizona Corporation Commission tentatively has approved a plan requiring the state's regulated utilities to produce all of their power from carbon-free sources by 2050. The plan sets interim goals of cutting carbon emissions in half by 2035 and by three-quarters in 2040. Diane Brown with the Arizona Public Interest Research Group Education Fund says the new regulations track many of the guidelines her group proposed in a recent primer, A Guide to Energy in Arizona.
By moving forward to extend and expand Arizona's energy efficiency standard, our state will continue to be at the forefront of energy efficiency policies across the country.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, heard on radio stations across the nation, and now viewed on Free Speech TV.